Children of the Addams.
Welcome to the Children of the Addams podcast with your host,
Aaron Delaosa,
Honey Dicking,
and
Matt Siemens.
What the fuck's a frush?
Did you ever listen to the theme song before we start recording, just to get into the zone?
No. I should, though.
I do all the time.
It's but, on my phone, so it's hard to get to.
I start dancing, like, as soon as, like, it goes through Ben's initial echo of Adams, and it just, and those drums just pick up, and ding 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 do 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 do. Yeah, dude, I start breaking it down. Like a really old busted robot that only moves like unilaterally.
So you mean like it. Dad dancing? Is it like it, dad dancing?
Strangely, you'd think after I became a dad that dad dancing came into effect, but I've been dad dancing since jump. I mean, this is going back to like, you know, age 12 and 13 at like rec center dances, you know what I mean?
Ah, yes, yeah.
Like back in the day when it was all Belle Biv DeVoe and silk shirts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You never had a silk shirt hitting up like the middle school dances?
Negative.
Like that?
I
really?
I went to one middle school dance, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And it was, they played like November Rain.
Oh, and, awesome. Yeah. How do you dance to that?
You slow dance.
And... Oh. Yeah. 12 inches of space, too.
Yep,
that way
right.
There's room for the Lord.
Right.
Jesus better be your dancing partner.
That's a really long slow dance song, though. You know?
Yeah.
That's like 10 minutes long.
It would have been better if it would have been Purple Rain for a slow dance, I feel.
Well, that's more like, you know, high school getting into the rough territory right there.
Is it? I feel like if Purple Rain would have came out when I was high school age, like if I would have been in high school in the 80s, my life would probably be way different right now.
How so?
Well, just because in the 80s, you know, that was before our culture was really kind of... Not really accepted like it is now, but it was just, you were almost just like an outcast from society.
That's,
you know, where guys like, you know, they wouldn't be like today where, you know, there's a lot of podcasts and, you know, a couple of the most popular pop culture figures like Kevin Smith, you know, Chris Hardwick, they're, you know, gigantic nerds. So never right. would have happened in the heyday. So we would have been really fucked for a lot of years. Maybe we wouldn't have been as confident as we are to find a voice.
Yeah.
To reach the masses.
Now it's chic to be nerd. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, geek chic. I don't buy that shit.
No, it's pretty fake. A lot of it is.
I think so too. Oh, looking back on it though, I did dress really great for middle school dances compared to the clothes I own now as a grown man. Like at least I always had, I had that with the bolo tie with the little, with the little indigo stone on it, you know what I mean? With that, with the two tassels, it looked like I was in Texas, you know.
Oh my gosh.
I have a little spur epaulets on it.
Did you have cowboy boots too, or were you sneakers? Oh,
no,
geez.
Cowboy boots, but I was nowhere near cows. I was barely a boy.
Where do you think the genesis of that came from?
I don't know. Hell. What do you like, the cowboy movement moving into mainstream America? It's almost got to be Nuge, right? Ted Nugent, because he started out rock and roll, but he's just like a serious kind of,
you know, he's a super neck, yeah. Kind
of guy. He's a super neck.
Well,
know?
I don't know, like,
and he's from my neck of the, you know what I mean? Like, you know, pardon the expression, but my neck of the other woods. It's just like, how?
In the 80s, though, like, you had, there was like a, you know, like a big jackets with the cowboy boots, like, you know, Buckaroo Banzai and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
You know,
yeah.
Some weird clash of like drawing from the West and dressing like you're in New York or whatever.
Still to this day, I could watch that movie an obscene amount of times, like in a row.
Weren't they going to do a reunion or something? I can't remember.
I think they're doing a new series on Netflix, right?
I don't know. That'd be cool, though.
Or it was Netflix or Amazon. I think you're right. Someone is talking about...
Get the whole band back together.
About doing it. Yeah, John Lithgow's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Like in real life?
IRL? Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's as live as he's going
to
get.
Right. I just felt the need to clarify that shit. Well, everybody, thanks for stopping by and checking out the show again. If you want to get a hold of us, please email us at childrenoftheadams@gmail.com. That's ADAMS. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, Twitter, Instagram, all at Adams Nerds there. Or if you're on Podbean, it's childrenoftheadams@podbean.com. So, Matt, how you doing, man?
Hey, pretty good.
Been how a good you week.
Yeah.
Excellent. I caught up on Firefly. So now I'd like to think I can reacclaim my nerd status because I watched it in 2 days.
I just can't believe you've never seen it before.
I'm sure a lot of people feel the same, especially those leaking over from Cincinnati or whatever. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it took me this long to watch that show. I really think for me, the pilot kind of felt it felt a little out of place compared to the rest of the series a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he's trying to sell the show,
Yeah.
And really, maybe taking a little liberties with things and, you know, taking chances, I guess, more so than...
It was definitely different, yeah. But by the time, maybe 3 minutes into episode two, the train job, I was like, okay, now I get it. And then from there, it was just constant smiles on in. I really liked the ones with Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
As Mal's wife.
Yep.
Yeah. She was fantastic. That one, Jane, where he was like that hero, but he was really, you know, just fucking the other guy over. They were singing that song about Jane, how great he is and all that.
Right. You know, for
Janestown,
it was a great character. It's too bad it's played by such an asshole.
Yeah, you mentioned that. So he's really just kind of really like leaning to the right a bit, huh? Insane like that.
He's a crazy person, but he plays great Jane, that's for sure.
He does. And looking back on Ed, I mean, I get now why, you know, he was how he was on that show.
Yeah.
I'm still wondering why I watched that show. I held out for years, but it was always people, they assumed like, oh man, you don't watch that show. You love it, man. I know it. And then you sit down and watch and it's like, no, I don't. And you know, fuck you for thinking that.
Yeah. Thanks guys.
Right.
Think so highly of me.
Now, if we want to talk about great shows, we can always talk about our favorite Game of Thrones, because we are 2 episodes down as we record this right now from talking about it was The Door and then Blood of My Blood. By now, everyone's seen Game of Thrones. We all know how it ends with Hodor and, you know, how Bran essentially, you know, this guy's entire life was for this moment just to say, man, did you, like me, did you feel your emotions like a real person? Or are you going to play it cool and be when Hodor, you know?
No, I was desperately trying not to cry. Like, it was hard. It took all of my being to not cry.
I pulled up a phone of Schwarzenegger bench pressing on my phone, and I just held it there looking at it while I was watching the scene so I could stay strong.
Yeah. Oh, seriously. Yeah.
Rough.
That was a rough. The way they shot it and edited it, everything was just so good. I think that's what helped too. Well, it helps that it's Hodor. You know, like, he's the most gentle, you know, character out of the whole Game of Thrones.
So beloved.
You
yeah.
Know? Beloved. Yeah. You know, and
beloved, like, yeah. He's the only person on the show, basically, that's never done one thing wrong to a single person.
Right, you know, and to come to find out the reason why he's Hodor is because of Bran warging to him
driving
in the
nuts.
Past, you know?
Man. Dude.
Yeah, oh man, that episode, whew.
So good, and there's a lot too, like, you know, Sansa and Littlefinger, like, you know, she basically told him, you know, like, I'm running the show now, bitch, you know what I mean? Oh my god, like, she...
Yeah, that whole tell me about my rate, you know,
that whole exchange was,
yeah, that
just
was pretty,
so, oh my god, nerve wracking.
Like, wow.
Yeah, like, my palms are sweating right now just talking about it. Like, Brienne's just standing the hand on the sword, like, she's ready to go. I'm like, dude, let her do it.
Right. I'm just feel though, it's like, there's no way that Littlefinger is just letting this happen.
No,
you know what I mean? He's
absolutely
definitely playing
not.
The con. He's playing the long con. And it seems like they're bringing everyone back to Riverrun to kind of get back to where the books were, like a bunch of storylines.
Right.
You know, like Brienne and...
And Jaime are both headed there.
Yeah, they're both headed there where they should be. And then you've got...
So Lady Stoneheart's gonna be popping up in episode 10 then,
right? You assume so.
Like, right?
The way they keep talking about it, everything keeps getting weirder.
Yeah, and Arya in Blood of My Blood had that whole speech to that actress about how the queen wouldn't be sad, she'd be angry about losing her kids, and like, I'm like, right there, I'm like, dude, there we go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like maybe
it's almost like Stephen Moffat level of foreshadowing. You know what I mean? Where if they cling on one little symbol for too long, it's like, oh, okay, the dollar's coming back. It's just something like that.
It's almost like since the shows have veered away from the TV from the books, that they're kind of bringing other things back into it full circle. Like, you know, Cold Hands.
Oh, you know, my Benjen, God, yeah, Benjen. Coming back. Wow.
Granted, he's not riding an elk, but, you know, that's probably money-wise, but...
his hands weren't black either.
Right, yeah, they were more, you know, more realistic, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a Stark who's dead.
Yeah,
you know,
basically, yeah.
But...
And that was also, in an episode of The Door, we got the start of Tormund Giantsbane and Brianna Tarth, kind of.
Yeah,
like, where he basically became rock solid for her the instant he laid eyes on her.
That was the biggest, goofiest smile I've ever seen from him.
It's the best. Giant. Like, and our Instagram is probably to blame for a couple of them, but dude, the memes across the internet are just getting, like, they're so good. Like, I personally like the ones, you know, that we're doing at Adam's Nerds on Instagram. But so much funny stuff. And the guy, I wish I could pronounce his actual name, but the guy who plays Tormund Giantsbane, that's all he does all day long. He just, like, retweets and reposts, like, all this stuff. Like, he is just in heaven about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they have to come back around and explore that now, right? Like, because they kind of left it. They really left it alone in Blood of My Blood. Yeah, I feel like that was a...
It's a missed opportunity.
Definitely. At least give them another scene together. Yeah, something.
Maybe they'll bring it around. Maybe they get back to the wall or somehow, you know? Because, that's where the fighting is going to be for a while, you know?
Right,
until the wall comes down and whatnot.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know where they're going to go with it. But they definitely need to explore that again. Now, those winks and nods can't be it, you know?
It was awesome. Like, it was a very, it was a welcome breath of just like, oh, this is sweet. Because you never saw it coming ever. Like, I know I'd expect that. And as soon as he looked at it, it's like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Oh, and there was also some new news today, I think.
What's that?
George R.R. said that, yeah.
I'm never finishing the books. Well, that's,
yeah, he's just slowly releasing these, you know, chapters and whatnot.
This and dick. What a fucking asshole.
And he said that Brianna Tarth is related to Duncan.
What?
Yeah. So, she's descendant of him, which is, I think a lot of fan theories had already said that, but yeah, so Duncan Egg and all that, she's part of his ancestors, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pretty cool. One of the better Game of Thrones stories, the Duncan Egg stories.
Yeah.
At least a little more light.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they got pretty, and then the whole introduction of Sam's dad, dude, man.
Yeah. The dad, what an asshole.
Amazing. Like, the entire, like, since the, you know, since they've gotten away from the books, like, I know they've talked to George R.R. and they've gotten whatever inputs they could and all that, but it feels, I mean, of course it's going to feel fresh because it's brand new, but it feels like a fresh show. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, cause you truly have no idea what the fuck's going to happen. Like, all you have to go upon is, like, you know, fan theories and hopes and wishes, but otherwise they can do whatever the hell they want. And it's really exciting because you don't know, like, anything can happen at any point. So it's, wow, is it really exciting? It's not like, you know, with comic books or, you know, with the Harry Potter movies, with The Hobbit, anything like that, where we know the outcome. And we know largely, you know, from the source material, they're not going to stray from that. But now they're ahead of the source material, so they could make it so much better than what George R.R. is actually writing. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's really fucking exciting to watch right now.
Yeah, I totally agree on that, because, like, you look it up. If you haven't read the books or whatever, you look it up on Wiki and you're like, oh, right. You read the fan theories.
All the
theories.
Thousands of them there.
Yeah, you know, the thousands and thousands of pages of information about stuff.
You spend 6 days on subreddits alone about that.
Right, and you're like, oh, okay, now I know what's going to happen. But like you said, it's great because you don't know. You just go by, well, I think this is going to happen. And it's like a regular show. You know,
right.
You know,
well, we have a little inclination of what's coming for the rest of the season, at least, with the three releases, or like the spoiled title episodes for episodes 8, 9, and 10. It's episode 8 is No One, episode 9 is Battle of the Bastards, and episode 10 is Winds of Winter.
Yeah, No One obviously is going to be Ira and the Waif fighting. Hopefully,
you think they hold off one more episode for that?
I don't know. Well, they might, the way they've been doing, going back and forth with a bunch of, like, the Iron Islands and stuff. And
oh, and they skipped Tyrion, too.
Yeah. So,
we didn't see him in all this one.
So there's a bunch of stuff they can still go back on. But, like, yeah. Definitely someone's getting a face. You know, the house is getting a face. It's either going to be the waifs or it's going to be...
Well, I mean, you know, I wonder whose face is going to be.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah.
Right.
But then, you know, Battle of the Bastards. I hope to God Ramsay is just done. Please. Please get rid of him.
Well, I mean, after that, it's got to be, like, the entire last season just has to be about, you know, the war with the Walkers. And so that's got to be it. Like, he's got to be done this season, right? There's no way he escapes?
He has to be. I mean, he's got to be done. He's the most comically villain character out of all Game of Thrones. Just get rid of this dude. Like, he's like a super villain where he twirls his mustache and shit, but he just does the most horrible things ever.
It's so horrible. <You know? laughs> Like, when he started on Theon, like, I wasn't really feeling too bad for Theon until the point where when he cut his dick off and then he held the sausage up and was just making... He had that face and he's just... he's right there, I was like, okay, this dude is fucking evil as shit. It was amazing. Yeah, it was... I've seen that guy. I know, like, he's been on Misfits, Vicious, you know, two shows I absolutely love on top of that. So it's weird seeing this guy as a character I really loved going to someone I hate. It's like, dear, it's making me feel really conflicted about him.
Yeah. I'm just hoping he bites the bullet and, like... And then I think...
Just a marvelous fashion.
Yeah, oh God.
Yeah. Just like, what would be the best way he could die that you would be like, okay, the entire build is worth it?
Oh, jeez. Well, I would love it if it was his dogs would take care of him, you know, mm-hmm. but, like, he's alive for most of it.
Right.
You know, just ripping him apart, but actually show it.
What about Sansa and Jon sick... Sick the direwolf on him.
Yeah, which one is that? Is it Ghost? It's Ghost. Ghost is left.
Yeah.
That would be pretty fitting, I think.
Yeah. I think Dog's still alive, too, man. Like, it's got to be a setup, right? Like, there's no way that was an actual direwolf head. Oh, like, when the people from the north turn him over, like, they're not really with...
What, Rickons?
Yeah.
I don't know. The way they keep setting up, like, well, the Umbers and, like, was it the Karstarks?
Yeah.
They're pretty loyal to the Starks, so I don't know. But they gave up Rickon. I don't know. It's hard to say. They haven't really elaborated too much on that, which is weird.
I think it's a setup. The Northern Rammers, man.
Yeah, they should.
Right.
It's gonna find they're gonna find out that a Stark has to be at Winterfell, you know. I think that's ultimately what's gonna happen is the Stark always has to be a warden of the North.
Yeah.
Because I mean when the White Walker is a Stark, the original the Night's King. Is definitely a Stark.
Well, he was. Wasn't he a knight that was out front of the keep, fighting Ned? Wasn't he one of those guys?
Who, the Night's King?
Yeah.
The White Walker guy?
Yeah.
I
thought I saw something about it. Maybe I was.
No,
making
well,
some
I'm,
shit up.
My thinking is that he's since the Starks are part of the one of the original men that came over. He's like one of the first Starks, and since like. So Benjen was made into a half-walker,
with the dragon glass,
like, because he's a descendant of the Starks, you know. I think there always has to be a warden of the North being a Stark. Or
so it'll be what, Sansa and Arya, then will be wardens of the North?
I don't think, because Jon Snow will probably be down in King's Landing or whatever, with Daenerys.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how the show shakes out, man. They could do...
I mean, they still haven't shown you the rest of the Tower of Joy.
No, they haven't yet. They're really stretching that one out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, I know. They tease it. Like, oh, you get to see Tower of Joy. Oh, and they show you 5 minutes. Like, you sons of bitches.
Just when it starts to get good, it cuts off. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah. Oh, and this last episode, you had Bran still in his trance, right?
Yeah.
He was kind of stuck there.
Oh, yeah, all the flashes.
Right, and they were showing the Mad King.
Yeah.
And... They kind of alluded to the fact that...
He's the one that makes him mad.
He's the one that made him mad, right? You know, because he's saying, burn them all. And he's maybe talking about the White Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he made the knight, the... Was it King Aegon or whatever? Aegon?
Yeah.
You know, made him go mad.
Aragorn. Yeah. Whatever.
Aragorn.
Tarragon. He's spicy.
You know, made him go mad and then...
Right.
Like, the whole thing is the Three-Eyed Raven's fault, which might be, you know, like, maybe Bran is a bad guy. Maybe the Three-Eyed Raven is a bad guy. You know, like, you don't know. But he's definitely a time traveler, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I love how, like, the fury that's exploding in some corners of the internet about how, like, you know, this show's fucking stupid, now there's time travel. It's like, dude, there's literally dragons and ice zombies. Like, right. What?
Yeah.
I'm surprised time travel wasn't brought in, like, in the second season.
Right, yeah. And it's not really time travel. The three-eyed raven exists. Right. He's, like, part of the trees.
Right.
So the trees have lived for, you know, eons.
So he's always there.
He's like part of them.
He perceives time how aliens probably perceive it to us, where they look at it as a mountain.
Yeah, it'd be like Dr. Manhattan. He's always in every piece of time at all times. You know?
And nude.
And nude. Being only if you dick. Want him to be. Only
oh, if you I want him to be. I definitely want him. If you ever wanted to learn to speak Dothraki, thanks to a website called Living Language, they now have a Dothraki course where you can learn Dothraki.
Huh. Well, yeah, that's a very useful thing.
Yeah, just go to their website and you can learn Dothraki. No
I
shit.
Wonder at what point that, like, Dothraki will take over Klingon, you know, as like the,
ooh, boy.
The language to do for nerds.
Well, when the show's over, I mean, it's obviously not going to be done, because they could do like the Jon Snow years, like afterward when he's ruling or what, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
they
right.
can continue
yeah,
this
I mean,
show forever.
George R.R. is going to die. He's going to sell off his stuff. Right. You know, Warner Brothers or whoever's going to have it, whoever HBO.
You best believe HBO is going to be the first people all over that.
And they'll just make 1,000 different stories, because it's a story. It's not like Lord of the Rings where it stops.
Right.
You know, that's it. This is the end. The great heavens start and everything goes back to late age of men. So that's your it.
Right.
No, this is a story that goes forever. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they did. It would really be nice. Speaking about going on forever, it feels like the Friday the 13th movies have been going on forever, which normally wouldn't be a bad thing. But we have news that apparently they're going to go back and cover... They're working on a new Friday the 13th movie. Brad Fuller is producing again. It's being written by Aaron Gizikowski. He wrote Prisoners. I don't know if you've ever seen that
show.
Yeah,
I've seen that one. It's pretty good. Yeah, okay. It was pretty good.
First couple seasons, really fucking, you know, really solid. Yeah.
I'm sure it's the show, you know, or the movie. I thought it was the movie.
Was it the movie, or was it the show?
I think he wrote the movie with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, even better then.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about the Wentworth Miller vehicle.
Oh, I don't... Oh, you mean like, what is that, Prison...
Prison Break. Oh,
Prison
shit,
Break,
balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
totally
yeah.
the wrong... Okay, well, damn. I'm going to have to Google this guy. Oh, he did Red Road, Jason Momoa. Okay.
All right, yeah.
It's okay, yeah. I'm on board for it. But they're talking like they're going to go back, and they call it Origin-ish. It's going to be an origin that no one has seen before. He said, obviously, Pamela's going to be there, but it's a little bit different than what you've seen before. That was from the producer on what? Brad Fuller? Brian Fuller? Which one is it?
Is it Brad?
I think it might be Brad.
Bradley?
But he was responsible for, he was producing the last remake they did with Jared Padalecki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they would, like, just completely drop that off and go totally new.
Especially with Jared Padalecki. I mean, he's a big enough star to where, you know, maybe he survived the attack and they just had a nightmare at the point, but Jason comes back to fight it, you know, something like that.
Right. I mean, there's... It's
you could have stretched it out.
You could have done anything.
Yeah, absolutely. But to me, I know we were kind of talking about this a little bit before. When he mentions the origin-ish and he mentions Pamela, I think it's good. They're going to focus more on his dad, because like there was always that hint of it. There was that companion book or whatever that came out before part 6, where they showed some artwork where it was someone was paying the caretaker to always take care of Jason's and Pamela of where he's graves. And it turned out to be Jason's dad. And, you know, at the point, at the end of the artwork, the storyboard, it alluded to him, you know, being really big and hulking and insane. So maybe they go back and cover Jason's dad to kind of show you like where the murder mountain spawned from.
Another like, murder mountain.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
what's
Kane Hodder doing? Could he play Jason's dad?
You know, I don't know, but I feel like the mom being an insane person is scary enough, you know?
So maybe the dad is just sort of like...
Make him
like
their be
chunk.
A...
Like he's just just this giant oaf.
Yeah, he's just a... You know, he's like dotes on Pamela. You know, he just loves her so much. He's just a big, nice guy. And always cooks meals for her. And
they're
like,
a murderous master blaster where she rides him around.
Yes.
He's like a maniacal Hodor. He's just going to carry her around just murdering random
campers. That is brilliant. I think we just found another awesome Friday the 13th movie that we'd... They should just hire us.
We got a couple of... I think we could definitely, help them pitch out and flesh out some ideas. It's gold from where I'm standing right now.
Who runs Camp Crystal Lake?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Pamela Master runs Camp Dude, I love it.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And then
that's
also, awesome. You could go back and kind of retcon the beginning of Friday the 13th Part 2 and have Jason's dad driving him in the back of a pickup truck to where the council, to where Alice, to where she lived, and he drops Jason off to go kill her. Because that would explain how Jason even found her and got there in the first place.
Yeah.
And then he drove him back to Crystal Lake. Right?
that would work out perfect.
I'm talking about it. I think that's fantastic.
I always wondered how he found her. It's like,
Google.
Yeah, he's like
Jason Bennett. Right, Google.
It. Yep.
What Jason's dad did is he warged into Jason and told him about Google, and he's like, "Look, I looked this bitch up on Google Maps. She lives here." Yeah. And he sent him right.
Then he had time to put the head in the freezer or the fridge.
Yeah, so that right. She'd be startled by it. Yeah, that is very good planning on his behalf. Because what if she just went to take a shit first and just kind of went and sat on the couch?
Yeah, he must have known she was hungry or something.
It could have been a long while before she wanted a snack. Yeah. It was a very bold choice.
He's just hiding behind the windowsill or whatever, waiting.
Just waiting.
When's this bitch going to eat?
He's just tapping on the glass, just trying to get her attention, because maybe she'll look in the kitchen and be like, "Oh, okay, there's the fridge. I guess I'll get something to eat."
Right.
I think we're onto something here. So we both saw the trailer for Swiss Army Man, the Daniel Radcliffe and Paul Dano movie.
Hell yeah!
I mean, it's halfway through the trailer, I said to myself, "I was like, I don't know Wes Anderson had a new movie coming out," because to me, it felt so much like one of his movies. Like it felt like it was going to be really emotional and and whimsical. It's going to be really fun. Like it's really outlandish with a lot of the graphics and things that they're doing. It just kind of feels like a Grand Budapest, like Big Fish's kind of,
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Kind of movie.
Yeah, it's very the way everything's set up. It's kind of. Everything is, by the book set up. Each shot looks, developed, kind of like a Wes Anderson kind of thing.
It really does, right?
All it needs is the music, the little music,
Well, they kind of had it, like that song he was singing. We'll post a link to the trailer so you guys can watch it too. But it looks amazing. Daniel Radcliffe doing another movie where he has an American accent.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Horns?
Yeah. I like the fact that he does weird stuff,
Yeah. It's not like he needs to worry about the movie being successes or not.
Right.
So he can do any fucking movie he wants. Yeah. He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
And besides, if he ever really got into a pinch, like he couldn't call WB, he's like, "I got it. Harry Potter 9, let's roll."
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grant's living in my pool house. Let's fucking.
Well, they're doing. I'm surprised he didn't get attached to the play, even.
Yeah, because he's done a lot of stage before, too. So. Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, it's cool they're doing different actors for it. I wish I lived somewhere close enough.
Yeah.
To be able to go see this thing.
Well, maybe but there's no way, like a tour. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
And there's no way they're not going to be releasing a DVD of this thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Like, there's no way in fuck they're letting that one go.
If there's money in your wallet, they'll come for it.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. They want your dollars just as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
Man. So the first set pictures from Old Man Logan are leaking out and everyone's really happy because Hugh Jackman just looks like old Hugh Jackman where he hasn't shaved his beard or cut his hair. He's rocking the gray and all that.
Yeah, he's cast perfectly apparently because he's old.
Yeah, but I don't know how old it is because it still looks like, there's modern cars around. Nothing really looks like a dystopian kind of. So do you know what exact portions of Old Man Logan they're actually adapting, or is that just what they're calling it to get everybody excited?
I think they're just calling that to get everyone excited because motherfuckers. I don't think there's any part they could really do.
No, because like who else do they own really?
Exactly. Oh, they're gonna have an incestuous redneck Hulk clan in the middle of a radiated wasteland.
That was really surprising to me when I figured out what was going on with them. I was like, dude, that is gross.
Yeah, like it's super fucked up.
Yeah, right, isn't it?
Yeah, there's all kinds of fucked up stuff in that one. So I think they're just gonna because they say that he's going to be battling like Reavers or something, you know, like, okay, yeah. Well, way to steal that from Firefly.
Right.
It's like, oh God.
Yeah. I got to sit down and watch Serenity now. That's next on my list. Now that I'm done with the show.
Yeah. Serenity is a totally underrated movie. Like, it's awesome. Like really great action, and it continues the story. And seriously, it's a big, Josh really solidifies his reputation in that movie.
Nice. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Did you see the teaser trailer for Beauty and the Beast?
I did not.
Okay. It's just like you'd imagine, like it's supposed to be a musical, just like, you know, the Disney one that everybody loves. And it's almost shot for shot. Like what if they'd made a teaser from bits of the cartoon movie, but you know, it's real life. So you're not really missing much.
It's like Cinderella?
You hear a bunch of Lumiere talking people, like, you know, you can assume it's the candlestick and the clock talking to one another. I think you see Emma Watson's face barely. You see the rose and you don't see the beast, but you see the castle. So very teaser-ish.
Huh. Yeah. So they're just making a live action Disney movie.
Yep. You're going to be singing and dancing. I think they're going to start doing that with all of them. The Jungle Book just set the precedent, so I think they're...
Did they do singing in that?
I think one of the animals sang a song in there a little bit, but it wasn't full musical.
Probably Blue, huh?
It might have been, yeah. But the Beauty and the Beast is supposed to be full-on music. So what? Aladdin's got to be next after this, right? Or Little Mermaid?
Oh, I don't know about Aladdin. I mean, Disney would never cast it
properly, I guess, as far as to where there would be.
Yeah, if Robin was still alive, I could see them doing that. Yeah. But I don't know now. Maybe they might have to wait a couple, you know, 20 more years.
Yeah. But Disney would just cast all white people anyway, probably.
Right.
They'd never do it. Ah, Disney. So lovely. So Snow White. Michael Keaton is apparently back in the mix now to play the Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, he must have came to his senses. I mean, come on. This is like, should be a perfect role for you, you know, after just playing Birdman and, you know, realizing that...
I didn't like Birdman.
You didn't like Birdman? Was it the one cut type feel to it, or is it just...
Yeah, that might have been a little grating after a while. Like,
kind of claustrophobic too, I guess.
Yeah, it was really hard to... Because you to felt like if you blinked at any point, anxious. Yeah, it was... Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. I don't want to feel anxious for an hour and 40, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a little... It's a movie that definitely kind of works.
If I do, I'll go to my parents' house. I don't need to do that anywhere else.
Oh, God. You're just feeling yourself there, then. You like have a movie.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. So, are you excited about it, obviously, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, number one, they've got the Spider-Man good to go. You know, I
hot Aunt May too. It's gonna be weird. And hot Aunt May,
right? But Vulture, you know, they haven't done him yet, so let's see if they can do him justice. Let's not make him Electro.
Do you think he's actually... Is there any way in hell he's the only villain in the movie?
No, because Marvel does a really good job of having multiple villains, but you don't really think of them having multiple villains. Right. Like the first Iron Man, there's really a couple villains. You know, you've got the bad guy terrorists, but you ultimately have the one guy pulling the strings. That's usually what they do. Like, they have the henchmen dudes, who are the guys that, you know, do the beating on, and then you have the guy at the end who's like, yeah, well, I'm the guy who's pulling strings, I'm doing this all. So, but Vulture's supposed to be like, you know, he's super smart, and so.
So does he have a henchman, like Scorpion or something?
That would be cool.
Right?
I always thought, like, for the first one, they could do, like, Kraven the Hunter. Just right away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, oh, he heard about Spider-Man and he wanted to go hunt this kid down or whatever, you know, like, you know,
was it
Kraven's Last Hunt, you know?
Yeah, cast Mickey Rourke, right? Oh, no, he was already in the MCU. That's too bad. Damn. Yeah. Oh, that would have been good.
But you need Ron
Perlman. Who's...
Oh, yeah, that's your go-to.
Gerard Butler.
Oh, he would be good. No, he would be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need someone grizzled, you know? He could play
Gerard Butler. He could do it.
Yeah, he could do it. Like, he was good in like that kind of character in Law Abiding Citizen.
That was a fantastic movie.
You know, where he's like,
a lot of people sleep on Gerard Butler, but he always puts a pretty solid performance. That guy, yeah.
Even though if the movie's shit, like he delivers. Like Gamer, you know, like
Rain of Fire.
Oh yeah. Well, look, hey, Rain of Fire. I kind of like.
Come
Rain
on.
Of Fire.
No.
Yeah, I do. It's because it's dragon.
Better than the, like, better than the Dragon Slayer, though.
No.
Right? For those of you who haven't seen The Dragon Slayer, you need to get your young asses to Blockbuster.
Blockbuster? What the hell is that?
Yeah, what's a tape? I'm trying to say, like, that's probably the only way you're going to find this movie. It was made in 1981, for those of you out there who aren't familiar.
You just have to Google Dragon Slayer full movie watch it on, like, Potlicker, or whatever those are.
Pot sticker.
Get
some food while it's such an, and it still holds up. Like, for being a movie that old, I'm sure, like, you know, of course, it's not going to look like, you know, Jurassic World or anything like that, where the dinosaurs look like they're actually, but it holds up for 1981. They did a lot of great work with making those dragons really look real and all that, and it stands up. You know, if just sit back and enjoy it. It was a fantastic movie, but I think when it comes to dragon movies, like, Dragon Slayer's got to be number one, and then Rain of Fire, and then Dragonheart, right?
Dragonheart, yeah, yeah.
You put Dragonheart behind Rain of Fire, right?
Yeah, because Rain of Fire, I mean, they did a really good job with the dragons.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the dragon part was great. Although the you know, the scenery chewing of Christian Bale and Matthew McConaughey. Oh, man. Oh, boy. They were at their tippy-top best at eating scenery.
Did you feel that either one was over the top at any point in that movie?
Over the top? I don't know. I think they set their levels to 20. Like, you know, you're supposed to be at a 1 or 2, and they set it at 20 and just let it go.
I picture them in the parking lot, like, both outside their trailers, just pacing each other like wounded bears, just slapping themselves in the chest, getting hyped. Like, you want to get crazy, yep. Motherfucker? You want to get crazy? And they're just screaming at each other. Yeah. Maybe they're listening to, like, you know, the Legion of Doom's theme music in the background. They're doing push-ups, just getting hype.
Tons of
bunch
cocaine.
Bunch of Hindu squats. Yeah, tons of coke.
Mountains of cocaine.
And they're mainlining, like, Red Line, just to fucking stay hype. Like, I think that was the set on that movie. I think there's no, like, there was so much tension and testosterone on the set of that movie. Like, we're lucky that a brutal murder didn't happen on the set of it.
Yeah, who's the director? I'm surprised he's still alive. Like,
who did direct that movie?
I don't
know. That's a hell of a good question.
Hang on.
I'm going to Google that shit real quick.
I feel like he's done other stuff that...
I don't feel like he should be doing other stuff. Like, that should be it.
You're given a vehicle with, like, those guys, and it's about dragons.
He had Gerard Butler, Matthew McConaughey, Christian Bale. Who else?
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Oh, no, he went on to direct The X-Files, The Lone Gunman, and Castle. Okay, never mind.
Castle? Wow.
He's okay in my book. He gets a pass for Rain of Fire just because everything else he did was pretty good.
Yeah.
He's so lucky.
Castle.
I was ready to write him off. No, I was talking about The X-Files. You know what I mean?
Oh, X-Files? Right. Well, they canceled Castle, so.
Yeah. You think the X-Files comes back for one more, or are they just going to leave that hanging out there for all time? Like, the way
it depends if, you know, they want more money.
Bam! What are they waiting on?
No, I mean,
why,
like...
Why is Amazon Prime working on season 4 of Hannibal yet?
Yeah,
what the fuck's
true,
a hold up
yeah.
there?
Although, if, like, Gillian Anderson gets James Bond or whatever, but they're just going to go with Tom Hiddleston or some other British actor.
Imagine if they picked, like, an American to play James Bond. You know, like...
Oh, God, yeah. I want.
I think they're already pretty pissed. Well, not really pissed because, you know, RDJ is a pretty solid actor, but they're not happy completely about him
Sherlock?
Playing. Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's the most definitive detective of all time, and he's, you know, theirs, and we took him. But, like, I wanted what's her name from?
But
Monaco?
Then they gave us Lord Benedict Cumberbatch III as Sherlock. But then, in a further move, we gave them back Johnny Lee Miller. As Sherlock, so we took our fuck you and doubled it up on that one with Johnny Lee Miller.
The double down.
He's terrible.
I wanted the Indian actress. I can't remember her name. It's Parika Chopra.
Oh yeah, she's.
I think she'd be she's a cool really pretty.
Yeah,
but that'll never happen. So
it's gotta be. It's down to Hiddleston, right? It's pretty much like his role to lose at this point.
Yeah, because what's the other guy? Bell.
What the guy who played?
You mean the 5'2" guy? No.
Yeah, that was okay.
Like, seriously, no.
So I finished watching Fantastic Four. It only took me 3 sittings.
That's pretty good.
It was, man. I don't know. The turning point of the movie is after they got their powers. Like, that's really at the point where you feel someone entirely different started directing this fucker.
Yeah, definitely.
It's totally an entirely went off the rails, different movie. Yeah. Wow. So off the rails so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like there's no likable characters in that movie.
No,
like
nobody. None. No,
I mean,
there's likable actors in it, which is really right. confusing. But you don't like anybody in the movie.
Dickheads.
And oh my god, yeah, everyone's emotionless. Asshole.
Yeah. Oh yeah. God, it's so bad. It's like pretty sure Stan Lee would like
just
roll over in his not grave yet.
Yeah, wherever he is, he's rolling over. If he's in bed a little sleepy, having a nap, he's tossing and turning like a fucker right now, thinking about it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can understand where they were trying to go with it, you know, with the being, you know, the Cronenberg, all that crap, whatever. But it's a Fantastic Four movie. I mean, come on. It writes itself. You have 60, 70 years of material to steal from.
Yeah.
And you can't make a good Fantastic Four movie. God, 3 times they've screwed it up.
Yeah.
You know,
and Simon Kinberg is still talking like it's still a go at Fox. Like they're going to making it. There's no way they can. Like how? Like they just have to reboot it again. Right?
I think what they're doing is they're playing hardball with Marvel. You know, you keep putting it out there. You keep putting it out there. Oh, we're going to make another one. We're going to make another one. Marvel's like, come on. I mean, really? So then Marvel probably keeps approaching them like, hey, when are we going to get Doctor Doom? When are we going to get this, you know?
Well, here's something after Spider-Man makes an absolute obscene amount of money.
Right, it's going to be over a billion. You know,
Fox is going to be like, okay, we're ready for that partnership now.
I mean, Amazing Spider-Man made, what, $800 million? And those movies were okay. I mean, I thought the first one was pretty good.
Yeah.
The second one was just too much, you know, it was too much stuff going on. And Electro really sucked. Like, ugh.
There was a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of it was bad. So
yeah.
Not only were you eating shit sandwiches, you got to have shit on the side.
Yeah,
Go with your shit sandwiches.
So bad.
Just a big old plate of shit.
And I wanted to like it so bad, but it's like, yeah,
I know
it's not very good.
even them teasing, like they basically told you in the trailer, like, okay, Gwen's gonna die. It's like, okay, I could be excited to see that, but even that scene, it just
the thud. I was so like, oh man, come on,
so flat.
Like, oh, I guess we're not getting Spider-Gwen.
Right. Just flat.
Yeah. Mm. That was bad.
Yeah.
But I did like the first one. I thought Garfield was a pretty good Spider-Man, but it wasn't like, he was too old, you know?
Yeah, it's to be high school age Peter. Yeah.
And he's too, I don't know, he played too cool.
Yeah, way too, like, yeah, he...
You know, Spider-Man should be a little awkward in his own body kind of thing.
Yeah. He should be a nerd. He shouldn't be confident. What is this bullshit?
Yeah, right. Yeah, what is this? How are you with Emma Stone? This is bullshit.
How do you have the balls enough to talk to her, Peter? Are you aware who you are, motherfucker?
Right. Of course, then he ends up with, you know, Mary Jane or whatever her name is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a this schlub. Fucking Peter Parker.
Oh. You know what I hated about the Sam Raimi ones? Tobey Maguire. What's that?
Tobey Maguire. He just killed it for you?
God, I hated him so much.
Yeah?
He's such a whiny bitch. Like, I hated Tobey Maguire.
His cry face, like, he tends to look a bit like a baby bird when he cries.
Yeah. Oh, God. He was so bad. Everything else about those movies were pretty good. Well, except for the anime Venom. Fight screens. Well, okay, so Spider-Man 3, I've wiped from my memory.
Not even counting that. Yeah, let's not even acknowledge that.
Like the original, you know, with the Green Goblin anime fight scenes, those were kind of ridiculous. 2 was really good. I liked 2, but that was because Doc Ock is one of his best villains. So,
yeah, what a waste of Willem Dafoe, huh?
Oh, God, yeah, because he's like a pretty amazing Norman Osborn, so.
Yeah.
But then they put him in the weird ass suit and
surprisingly very cut.
Who, Willem Dafoe?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he probably eats leather and like I don't know if he has carbs or anything. Probably just drinks blood.
I don't. Yeah, yeah.
He goes full method all the time.
He eats leather. He does nothing but sit-ups while people throw rocks at him just to so he stays tight.
Did you ever see? Was it Antichrist or Antichrist? No. Oh boy, you should see those movies. It's definitely an art movie. I forgot
was that the
guy. It's the same guy who did the movie Nymphomaniac.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but it's.
Is it starring Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, it's Willem Dafoe. It's so crazy. It's just craziness.
Oh no! Please tell me about it. Now I'm curious.
Well, okay, but so in the opening scenes, this husband and wife are fucking in the shower.
Oh,
but their window is open, and their son like jumps out the window and dies.
Oh.
And all this is like, I don't know, like an infant or whatever, right?
What?
I'm serious. It's such a fucked up movie. And then like, and all this is set in super slow motion. And like the sex scene.
Even the sex scene is in slow motion?
Yes. And the sex scene has full penetration.
Wow.
God, yeah, it's craziness.
What?
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't seen this movie. Like, especially because it's got Willem Dafoe and he's. So then they go to this cabin.
Is he the penetrator or penetratee?
Yeah, there's no pegging in this one, so.
So Willem Dafoe actually banged this lady in the shower in this movie?
I don't know. It's probably like a double or whatever.
Oh. But there was actual penetration?
Yeah, because I'm surprised you haven't heard this. So in Nymphomaniac, Shia LaBeouf's in that, and he's like banging an actress for real in that movie.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm surprised you haven't seen that because it's Shia LaBeouf.
To tell you the truth, I don't actually see his movies.
Oh, really? What?
No.
Why not?
Because
it's Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, basically. I used to have a real problem with Shia due to all his antics, but I really started to feel bad for him after that whole thing he did at the museum.
With the bag over his head? That one?
No, where he could just sit there. He just sat there and cried as people could just come in and berate him or, you know, do whatever to him. Like, he would just sit there silently or he would cry. You know what I mean? And that was it. And people would just seem really just, it was, just, I felt bad for the guy. Like, at that point, I started to go light on Shia because now all the stuff he does is hilarious. He watched all his movies. People could just come and watch. He was in an elevator for like a full day. People at random come out and talk to him. Now he's hitchhiking across America. Like, he seems like a really, like, you know, an interesting dude. Like, so I'm not really so much like, you know, hating him because he's not really getting drunk and punching people anymore. So
right, yeah, he's not an asshole.
He's seeming like he's more likable. No, I'm sure he's still a gigantic asshole. But I think now maybe he's just, you know, grown up a little bit. You know what I mean? Just learning how to deal with the asshole.
Well, he's like every child actor. They're all, you know, nut jobs because they're raised
I will see you Kurt Russell, sir. They don't get any more child actors than Mr. Kurt Russell. And look how fucking fantastic he is.
Although, if you read some of his like interviews, he's a little weird too. He just hides it better. He just hides it better. Yeah, he's weird.
No, how's he weird?
What was the last interview was about?
Shit.
Oh God, I'm trying to remember it.
I don't want to burn my copy of
Don't worry about it.
No, tell me. I want to know. What is it?
No, I'm trying to remember it, but it was definitely weird. And I was I would caught my eye. I'm like, wait a second.
Like,
did
what
he actually just say that? Like,
oh,
you know, but,
no.
Yeah, it was one of those. I'd have to look it up.
No.
Right. I think he's just better at hiding it.
Damn it. Well, okay, but maybe he's just at the age now where, you know, he's got old guy syndrome where old guys just say a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it totally could be Goldie Hawn. Right?
Oh, she
saved him pretty much.
Yeah.
From being a complete crazy person. Because they've been together for, what, 50 freaking years or whatever.
Yeah, it's such a ridiculously long time. Oh, man, I hope he doesn't start saying wacky shit. How old is he?
Yeah, there is a point in time where you start just losing your
He's 65.
Filter. Yeah, I think that's a good time to lose your filter.
Yeah, he's about at that age where he's going to start saying a lot of silly shit.
Right, he'll say silly you know, and he'll be like, he'll put the he'll put that "Don't Tread on Me" sticker on his car, his limo, and then.
Oh man, I really hope that. Oh,
I forgot the interview. I'd have to look it up.
Well, I hope whatever publicist that he has got a hold of is like, look, you better stop saying that stupid shit.
Yeah. Oh boy,
dude. Speaking of Willem Dafoe, he's supposed to be in the Justice League movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is he playing? Do you have any guesses?
Well, I would love him to be the original Joker, but that's not going to happen. It seems like he's going to be an Atlantean, or how do you even freaking say that?
Atlantean.
Atlantean. Yes. Yeah. So.
Well, they're not going to do the original Joker, which they should, because he's amazing in the right age and everything else. You know that.
Yeah.
Fucking, we could go on about. But why not have? Perfect. What about Sinestro?
Oh.
To introduce the Green Lantern Corps and all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Why wouldn't Sinestro be aware of what Darkseid's doing and all that, especially around Earth? Of course he would be.
He should be.
Yeah.
He should be the one saying, hey.
I think he'd be great.
That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I keep hearing that he's going to be, you know, he might be, what is it, Mantis?
Oh.
I don't know. You know, like the one of the bad guys for... Aquaman.
Aqualad.
Aqua Superman.
Yeah, Momoa's starting to get pretty beefy again, man. He's looking like Khal Drogo these days.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's got to be beefy for Aquaman. You know, he's got to be intimidating and badass.
All this dude does is, like, he climbs into our mountains and drinks Guinness. Like, he looks like he just has the most fun in his life ever.
Yeah, he's mostly fishing or drinking or, you know.
So you follow him on Instagram too, I take it.
Yeah, it seems like he's fishing a lot.
Yeah.
And he's usually catching stuff with his hands.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Because he's like a goddamn grizzly bear. He just, you know, snatches them right out of the stream as they dare go. But he's Aquaman. Why wouldn't they just come right to his hands?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He talks to them and he kills them.
Do you think he actually puts his face in the water and he's like, doo, 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 like just trying to get him to calm down? Like, maybe that's actually like a fish whistle and we're all just missing out on some shit.
That would be pretty badass.
All right, so I started watching Firefly. You started on Peep Show, but did you start on Flash?
I have not started on Flash.
Dick.
I know, seriously. But because I got into Peep Show.
Oh, okay.
Peep Show is really freaking hilarious.
Like, it's ridiculous, right?
Oh my god, it's just so good.
What season are you on?
Was it 3?
You're starting to clip through them pretty good then.
Yeah, yeah. It's good though. I mean, like,
yeah, it is. It's so good.
It's like the, what's this dude? The main guy. Mark
and Jez.
He's so funny. Because he's so awkward and weird.
Yeah.
And he's like a like closeted to a like Nazi lover.
Not really a lover, just an appreciator of history.
He's an appreciator of history, but his jokes are so inappropriate,
so over the line.
Yeah,
like American TV, like they're I don't think that show could get. You know how censored? That
oh yeah,
would
no
be?
Way. No, that would have to be like on, you know, FXX or, you know,
right, like in the Safe Harbor times, like after It's Always Sunny. Yeah, because Sunny wouldn't say a lot of the stuff they say on that
right.
show. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, making fun of cancer and
dude, in like the first episode.
Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah, they go hard on that show on a lot of subjects, but it's really for anyone out there who has yet to start watching it, please do. Peep Show is definitely well worth it.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. So Flash is over. The season finale was so amazing. Not too much of a spoiler alert here, but you need to get caught up because the way they ended it, the new season is definitely going to adapt Flashpoint. If you've seen the animated
the paradox?
Movie. Yeah, the Flashpoint paradox.
Yeah.
If you've seen it, you need to get caught up because that's where they're going.
Huh.
And I'm thinking, much like a couple of people online, or not more than a couple, a few handfuls, that because Arrow's been so just abysmally awful that they might do that. They might just have Barry reset everything just to...
Maybe
reset Arrow a bit. Plus, also, since Supergirl's moving, whatever Heon does might be the way they bring her into the fold, since he changes everything, you know, with his actions.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good way to fix that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
That seems to be DC's built-in thing, is like, oh, multiverse and time travel, and we'll just fix stuff. You know,
right.
Like DC Rebirth.
They really hammered that through too on the show. They're like infinite universes,
right?
Have you read Rebirth yet?
Like
did you pick up like the main Rebirth one?
No, I've just been reading about it and how like they integrated, Dr. Manhattan as like the main bad guy.
Yeah, right.
Taking 10 years of, or, you know, taking 10 years from DC and like, what?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I'm excited for it though. Like a couple of the storylines they're teasing a bit, like look pretty cool. Like there's supposed to be three Jokers. Apparently, like, you know, that's what Batman picked up, is that he figured out there's actually three different Jokers.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, my only problem with this is, like, it's really hard, and it gets expensive to buy every single comic.
Oh, no. I was trying to figure out which ones to get.
You know? And it's like, well, I guess I could do DC, what is it, they're not unlimited, but there's, do they have a, you know, subscription service?
Yeah, they do, like, online through, like, Comixology.
Yeah.
But they don't have, like, the Marvel Unlimited. They don't have a version of that.
Yeah, I mean...
They should. But even a Marvel Unlimited, I mean, you need to wait 6 months before right. Rerun comics hit anyway, so...
Yep. Mm. Yeah, and but it's hard with DC because, like, they have so many things happening with crossovers and...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, Marvel's doing that now, too, with all the different... So, like, they're doing Civil War.
Oh, yeah, Civil War, too.
They're getting just as bad. But Rebirth looks really good. Batman's for sure one I'm going to jump on. I'm not so sure about Superman. Probably Flash.
Because of Wally? But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was like, all right.
So. Yeah. You know, that's who they're thinking of. They're like, you know what? Everyone loves Wally. Let's bring him back.
That's and like this is. I was like, all right,
cha-ching.
Yeah. So I'll give it the first six issues, and then from there. But Batman for sure is definitely going to be the one I hold on to.
I was reading. I had been buying the. I forgot what run it was, but it was Batman and Superman, and the art. God, who did the art? But it was very unusual art, and that's the reason why I bought it. That's usually how most of the time I base my comic buying off of is the art.
Yeah.
but I like that run. I like the art in that one. It was really odd and weird and something different, you know.
Did you read the Big Trouble Little China comic?
No, I didn't.
It picks up right where the movie ends.
Really?
I mean, the instant the movie ends is where the comic book starts.
Nice.
It's
I
awesome.
Like when they do that stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
Like the Buffy comics where they have they're broken up into seasons. Like,
right,
those
are
all good. You know, continuation of the story and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's done by Boom. It's really solid. I think they might have a trade out for the first 15 or 20 by now. Like, it should be coming soon. But I mean, it's well worth it. It's very much Jack Burton just doing Jack Burton things. So it's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it. I'm old school, though. Like, I don't really have a comic book shop that's close, so I have to, I ordered one from a brick and mortar, so, you know, I save them once a month. I get, like, a happy little package. It's kind of nice. It's like a treat to myself.
Do you, what's that website you can order, you can get them, they come out when, they get delivered when they come out.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
It's, you're gonna have no money left. God, what is it called? but you can, it's like all kinds of different comics. Where is that? Oh, yeah. TFAW. Yeah. So if you go to TFAW, they have all kinds of comics that you buy, and you can sign up for, like, say you want Batman, the new Rebirth.
Right.
And you sign up for that one, and every single time it comes out, it'll be delivered to your door.
And at a discount, too. Batman Rebirth number one. Dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Know what I'm doing tonight.
Right. Yeah, and they've got all kinds of stuff, and not just, you know, comics or whatever. They've got, you know, toys and statues and whatnot and different things. And, but the comics is the best part, because you can just go and... You can subscribe and follow them easier, so you don't have to, like, go to the comic store or whatever, or look them up on...
I used to love going to the comic store, but where are comic stores anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've got
one.
I live in
a pretty decent-sized
area.
Yeah, there's no comic book stores anymore.
Yeah, and it's really not comic book store. You know, it's like a everything store. You know, it has
right
movies and you know,
it's a lot of movies. Just, yeah. There's always somebody watching, like maybe like the old Mr. T cartoon.
Yeah,
there's always a bunch of statues.
Yeah,
I find people are really they're scared to haggle a lot. You know what I mean? If you go into stores, like a lot of these blood days, people look at you pretty weird. right. You need to look, click that link I just sent you.
And oh no, this website. I saw this today, and I'm like, have you seen man. Oh yeah. God.
Star Wars is really up in the game as far as props. Now, Star Wars, the actual Star Wars proper people are getting in. It's called Star Wars Collectibles Ultimate Studio Edition .com. You go right to collectiblesstarwars.com, and it's the actual people who are responsible for the movies and the props. They do custom-made props from the movies for you. It comes with a stand. I mean, all that stuff. They have Vader's Melted Helmet I'm looking at, the new Star Trooper. They have Finn's.
Staff,
Star Trooper helmet. They got Chewie's bowcaster, dude. I mean, it's I might be shelling out a couple of grand for some shit eventually, man. I tell you that, because dude,
that's like the you know, Marvel doing the Iron Man helmet and the Captain America shield where you can buy.
I love that, yeah.
But that, I mean, that's a market they need to get into, and doing actual real props is awesome,
yeah. Why not?
$1,500 is a lot of money.
I mean,
but you if know, you're getting a like this one,
don't be a pussy if you're gonna,
right. Like the Darth Vader helmet. Be a bear, be a grizzly, right?
Yeah,
well, it's limited edition of 500,
right?
That's why it's $3,500.
Yeah,
those are for rich nerds.
Yeah, I got a set of the Kota Bukiya the Star Wars Bounty Hunter set, where if you buy them all, like they come with Vader, like every other piece comes with like a random piece of Vader.
Yeah.
So if you buy them all, like you complete the set and all that.
Yeah.
And that was a little pricey, but I got a lot of just the room I'm looking in. I got a lot of shit like that. So I don't think if I spent a grand on one thing, maybe if I didn't buy anything for like 5 years after that, that might be okay.
Yeah.
But I think just initially, that would be a monstrous purchase, but I'm very curious about that. I think if I hit the lottery, I would probably decorate my house a lot like what Pee Wee Herman's house looked like in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. It would just be like comic book and like Hobbit and Doctor Who shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'd buy like a replica raptor somewhere. I'd commission a raptor to be made.
Oh,
and geez. Then I'd be good. I'd put it next to a Barca Lounger like it was a pet. You could just like Dr. Claw petting that white cat. Oh, yeah. An Inspector Gadget just striking a raptor like that. But wearing the Infinity Gauntlet. And you're just upping your nerd game to an incredible level at that point.
Well, they definitely need to make that. Pull off. Like Marvel needs to make that when it finally happens. They need to have those props. Like a
they have legit. Them.
Not like the, you know, the...
Yeah,
they have Hulk hands.
Yeah, they have the Infinity Glove version that they did from Comic-Con 2 years ago.
Oh, the one with Josh Brolin, the one he was at.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But it's rad because like the one I saw, like birthday coming up and all that shit. So it's gotten out some stuff. Like the Hasbro one comes with four figures. It comes with Thanos and. And a couple other figures with it. It looked awesome.
Probably you know Death mean? And...
Yeah, there was Death and...
what's his little minion guy?
Yeah, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But it looked amazing. Like, just I'd probably have to buy two of them just so I could wear one around, right?
Well, there may be two gauntlets anyway, so you're going to need two gauntlets.
I know.
yeah, how are they going to explain that? You know, like, oh, well... how are there two of them?
But. Oh, problem solved. There's a different glove version that's cheaper, so I could get the fancy collectible set just for just for like my yearly, you know, nerd collectible purchase, and then the actual, you know, the foamy spongy rubber one is for daily wear. Because
right.
Obviously, if you have an infinity, you're not gonna not wear it. Right. Like grocery
you need
shopping,
to warp reality with it. You know?
I want to know what an infinity gauntlet looks like picking up a box of Lucky Charms.
Yeah, it was like I had Hulk hands, but I cut a hole for a beer can, so they ended up being koozies for a while.
Were you the first one to do that? Because I feel like I see those everywhere now.
I don't. It was a long time ago. Like I,
man, you missed out on a patent opportunity. I think.
Yeah, seriously, it worked really well because it's like a nice foam, so it kept it cold.
Oh,
and then
man.
Every time you raised your hand to your mouth, it'd be like, "Raw!"
You should have just put a long crazy straw on it. Just held it out in front of you.
Yeah, it was good times.
I feel like you should get on that again. You should just start sculpting like Hulk hands, or like you should sculpt an Infinity Gauntlet, but to be like a giant Barracuda. You should get on that now before the Infinity Wars come out and just open an Etsy and just start churning those fuckers out.
I could do a couple a week, you know.
You make one mold, do it proper, and then from there you just cast all the rest, man, and just paint them as you go.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
That is a good idea, actually.
All this Marvel talk, we could probably address the issue that apparently Thor Ragnarok is going to adapt a portion of Planet Hulk.
See, yeah, told you.
Yeah, it's looking like now Hulk and Thor are going to end up on whatever planet they are, wherever the Grandmaster is holding like these games where everybody's fighting, and that's how Hulk and Thor are going to come reunited, because the two mightiest warriors battling each other, or whatever, and then from there, you know, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean,
so we're definitely going to get to see Jeff Goldblum and the Hulk interacting.
That's going to be awesome.
I mean, it's...
I hope they don't bury him in makeup and stuff.
It's the best thing. I hope they do his hair all proper. I want to see him blue, like the
weird... Oh, well, yeah, like being blue and, you know, and having the hair. That's cool, but like not like any like prosthetics or anything. Just kind of leave his face, you know?
Yeah, I just want blue Jeff Goldblum. Don't do anything to him.
Yeah, do Guardians of the Galaxy where they're just blue.
Right.
You know, totally makes sense. You can do it in your world now.
Yep, just like Star Trek, just saying, you know, everybody has five fingers, two legs, all that shit.
And... Ragnarok, everyone's thinking, oh, the Thor clone or the End of Days. Well, how about the Odin sword? Yeah.
Oh.
Because that's what the Odin sword's name is. So, who's going to be unleashing that?
Dude, probably look at you.
Surtur. Who's going to draw the Odin sword? Because it's 1,000 feet tall.
Mm.
You know, whatever.
Damn.
And then Hulk and Thor are going to have to kick his ass.
I love that. So there's already a sort of version of the Infinity Gauntlet beer koozie. It's a coffee mug, but the handle is hidden by the bottom portion of the gauntlet. So when you're holding your cup of coffee, it looks like you're wearing the gauntlet holding a cup of coffee, but you're just holding a cup of coffee.
Now, see, that would be great for a boss to have.
I think I'm going to make the official request right now to my wife, like, hey, you know.
Yeah, birthday's coming up.
Yeah, my Iron Man coffee mug, I love it because it's giant, but it's starting to chip. So I don't want to be left high and dry as far as superhero coffee goes in the morning. So I feel like the step up to the Infinity Gauntlet is definitely warranted.
Yeah, they need to make a ultimate nullifier for just around the house.
Just to carry around?
Yeah.
I have a lot of things in my room I don't really think have practical purpose, but I love carrying around the house sometimes. Like I have Luke's saber from Jedi. I have Bilbo's sword Sting. I have Mjolnir, Cap Shield. At random, all these items just end up like around the house. And I don't know why I feel compelled
just to pick them up and carry them around.
Yeah, I just turn it on and just walk around with it. You know, I just start carrying Sting. You know, I'm just, you know what I mean? It just...
Does it glow? Night. Or is
no.
it just... No.
But
no.
I haven't been close to any trolls yet that
That's
I know
true,
of, so...
Yeah.
keeping it to with Marvel, there were some rumors, or maybe expectations, hopes, whatever, that Vincent D'Onofrio would be showing up as Kingpin in Spider-Man Homecoming, but the man himself took to his Twitter account to shoot those rumors down.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, he closed the door, like, basically saying he, you know, it's all bullshit, but, you know, he would be open to it if anything would come, blah, 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 yeah. I love him so much. I hope he shows up in Spider-Man, in Daredevil again. I hope he shows up in Punisher. I hope he shows up everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't be the Kingpin without being around and involved in everything. You can't just get rid of him right away, you know?
Well, season three of what? We'll cover that. Well, season three of Daredevil, like, you know, they got to be going like Shadowlands kind of deal, right?
Yeah, well, I guess because of the unexplained hole and everything. And,
right. do you think they do the Defenders is where they introduce Namor? Like that's the attacking force that makes the Defenders come together?
I don't know. That's a pretty big gun to be unleashing. Yeah.
Well, what would it take to pull those three together that wouldn't require the Avengers?
Oh, geez. You know, I'm hoping it's not like some horde. You know, like some typical, there's 1,000 of these things. And we go,
right, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, that's why...
You don't want to see another Chitauri invasion.
No, no more Chitauri.
Right.
But like, you know, he would be pretty badass to do. I just don't know if they're willing to do that, you know? Like, because he's wicked powerful. And then, is that coming out around the same time as Aquaman? No, Aquaman's coming out like 2 years, right?
Yeah, and I think the Defenders is slated for 2018. Yeah, it might be around the same time, though, right?
You know, that would be really awesome if they did that. And they could just be like, you know what? Fuck you, Aquaman.
Just get Namor out first.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here he is. You wanted to get Darkseid out before Thanos. Well.
Oh, the Defenders is actually slated for 2017, so they do have a whole year jump on it.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, they could totally do it.
Oh, yes, they could.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be like, oh, you're polluting my ocean. And he comes out and kicks their asses. And...
I love that. That'd be great. According to a new report from Variety, Brie Larson is apparently the favorite to play Carol Danvers, a.k.a. Miss Marvel.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's from Vikings, right? Is it that one?
No, she was in 21 Jump Street and The Room.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. I wonder if they would do long hair one or the newer Civil War II where she's got short hair. And
I think it's Civil War II.
Civil War II, yeah.
I don't hate the casting. I mean, she's been okay in a couple of things I've seen her in, but it's not who I would have chosen. Yeah.
Yeah, but Marvel's pretty good about that, where they choose people that you're like, eh.
Yeah, it's true.
And then, you know, they knock it out. I mean, didn't she just win, like, the Academy Award or something?
She was only nominated for an Oscar. Come on.
Yeah, he's all right.
So, she's okay.
Yeah, she's all right.
Oh, no, wait, you're right. She did win an Oscar. Okay, I guess.
See, there you go.
Right, yeah, she's better than okay.
So now they have to put that thing in front of her name. Like, right. You know, Academy Award winning is...
Oscar-winning actress. Brie Larson.
The Academy Award winning.
Captain Marvel.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. That could work. Who knows?
It could.
It's definitely not Emily Blunt, but whatever.
It's not. Yeah, she was kind of the favorite for a lot of roles like that, wasn't she?
Yeah, because she was so badass in Live, Die, Repeat, or Tomorrow Never Dies, or...
Live, Die, Repeat. I really think that's great. I love that. I haven't watched that movie yet. I'm trying to figure out what to go on to next. Like, I need either a film franchise. I know that I kind of had an issue with Tom Cruise for a couple years there, but you know, now I'm starting to warm back up to him. So I'll start watching his shit in retro.
Tom Cruise is an insufferable douche, but he delivers almost 99% of the time on his movie roles. Like. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol was awesome. He was awesome in Edge of Tomorrow. What was the other one? Oblivion he was even good in, even though that movie was like, eh. You know?
The guys from Cinema Geekly, they're trying to get me to start watching the James Bond movies, because the only one I've seen is the one with Daniel Craig where he got his nuts hit in that chair.
Oh, the first reboot one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make me go back, especially Ben. Knight, our announcer, he's trying to get me to go back and start with a couple of the Roger Moores.
No, the shittier ones, just to really appreciate.
Like,
how good they are.
He told me one where Bond was like in an alligator robot. And yes. I wrote it down. It's like, As We Die Another Day, or Two Footsteps Towards Tomorrow on the Moon, or some shit. I got it written down. Hang on, Spy Who Loved Me and A View to Kill. Those are the two movies that he told me to watch.
So, which is A View to the Kill, Dalton?
I have no idea.
Well, the Dalton Bond is more like the Daniel Craig Bond. Is it
Dalton? How many Bonds did Dalton do?
I only think two.
Oh, I like Dalton.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm a Timothy Dalton fan. Yeah, he's great.
Roger Moore is the funny one, which a lot of people like, because he's kind of like, he's just like, hey, you know, ha ha ha, you know,
right.
He's
all about the vag, Roger Moore.
Oh, apparently.
Right.
He probably has the highest vag count.
Wow.
He's a good pussy slayer. Yeah.
You know? A monster.
Yeah. But I don't know. The new ones, like Quantum Skip of Solace, is like, eh.
That's the one I saw, right? Where he got his nuts hit, or was
no? That's the Casino Royale.
With Mads.
Yeah. Quantum of Solace it's almost like the same movie. It happens immediately after Casino Royale, like immediately. Oh, okay. It's like they made two movies at once and they split them up and
right.
did them 2 years apart. But what is it? Nightfall? Is it no Skyfall? Skyfall is pretty good.
Was it Nightfall with Heath Ledger where he was a knight?
Yeah, yeah, and they had like a modern day soundtrack or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But Nightfall was good. I haven't seen Spectre yet because I was like, I don't know if the, I don't like the direction they're going in. So,
well, I mean, you can pick right up with it when Loki takes over.
As
James Bond.
I probably will. I like Hiddleston. I think he's really good. Although, like I said, it's kind of like a cop out choice.
Right. You know? Yeah, just because he's the next, you know.
They, I mean, they could
British. He's the next hottest British guy around.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, why not Jason Statham? How about they give him like a shitty British guy to play?
Right.
To play Bond.
This guy's really good at action scenes, but can't act.
Yeah. Just have lots of oil around. I want his shirt off all the time. And just fair warning, he's a whisper yeller.
Yeah.
Like him and Sam Worthington are whisper shouters. Like they're just. It's You're amazing like, how these guys talk and act. It's oh. How do they yell and whisper at the same time? Yeah.
What was that, sir? What was that?
Right. Shaken, not stirred. Shaken, not stirred.
Like, what?
Are you growling like a wounded dog into a pillow? Shaken, not stirred. I think Statham as Bond would be a solid choice. We need to email someone about that also.
The action would be awesome. That's for
it
sure.
Would be. And Bond would be oiled and shirtless at all times. Every one of his movies, he really gets oiled and shirtless. I don't know... Is that contractually something he requests, like you think?
A bald guy like myself would have someone else to look up to, you know, a bald Bond.
Do you feel the need, like after watching the Transporter trilogy, to strip down to just your shirt and oil and fight guys and transport stuff better than anyone else ever has?
Yeah, I put my gloves on. And
that's why I can't watch Roadhouse, because I feel the need to put on tight pants and start kicking shit. I also start smoking unfiltered cigarettes.
Right. Doing karate out in the yard.
Yeah, I walk around barefoot a lot. I want to wear pants so tight my balls actually crush into my taint.
and like ripping throats.
Yeah, ripping throats. And please don't think that we're knocking Roadhouse, because clearly we've seen the movie more than once.
Yes.
So I'm sure we actually love the shit out of this movie.
I'd probably say more than 20 times at least. Probably.
At least. Yeah. Easily. Yeah. Easily. As soon as the first time I saw it in my mind as a child, I was like, well, what's Terry Funk doing there? Like, I was in. Like, yeah. I was on board. As soon as, like, well, who's Terry Funk? You know, that's what sold it for me. But then, you know, it's just like, why is this little guy with the pretty hair doing karate? And then it just, you love it because there's all the boobs and stuff. It's rad. There's a blind guy playing guitar. I've still never seen that to this day anywhere else.
Yeah, he's pretty badass. So,
yeah, pretty bad. All right, everybody, but thanks for checking us out. Find us as you will: iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Adams Nerds, most places, Children of the Adams at podbean.com, Instagram, Twitter at Adams Nerds. You can email us at childrenoftheadams@gmail.com. that's ADAMS for questions, comments, concerns, whatever, show ideas. If you have a TV show you think we should watch, movies we should check out, if you want to tell me what book franchise I should move on to next, please do. Not that I don't love reading Harry Potter for the 15th time over, but I would like to expand my horizons a bit. So on behalf of Matt, I'm Aaron.
Peace.